Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you again and welcome in. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you at Real Golf on X, Real Golf Radio on the Gram and Facebook. Join along and search for us where your favorite podcasts are found as well at Real Golf Radio. So good to be with you each and every week here on the show. Year 26 of Talking Golf with you. We're just 2 weeks away from the U.S. Open at Oakmont. The ladies are playing the Women's Open at Erin Hills, a big golf course. Brooks Koepka won. We were introduced to Xander Schauffele that week out there at Erin Hills. Everybody's like, who's this guy? And he's turned out to be something. He's won a couple last year, major championships, speaking of. So Memorial is going on this week on the PGA Tour, and a lot of good things to talk about. Bob, we got to talk about the Memorial and Scotty and his continued great play and his comments around the format changes to the Tour Championship. We'll talk about the format changes to the Tour Championship with Golf Channel's Rex Hoggard coming up here in about 15 minutes. Also, we've got, as we mentioned, Women's Open. We'll talk about longest day of golf, U.S. Open qualifier coming up Monday. You like this one, don't you? This is kind of cool. This is the organic part of the game of golf.
Yes.
You're here. You want to qualify for our national championship. Here's your opportunity. You made it through locals. Go after it.
Yeah. And, you know, being at the media days for the U.S. Open, their whole thing is, you know what, we're an open event. If you have the ability, doesn't matter who you are, if you have the ability to get the ball in the hole, then you have a chance to play in a major championship, the U.S. Open, and that's why it's called an open.
Yep, pretty cool stuff. It's going to be quite a test, although I understand the water continues to fall from the skies and rain out there at Oakmont in Pittsburgh area.
They'll get it figured out.
Yeah, they need to dry that. Hopefully we get some good dry weather for a couple of weeks. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Charlie Woods, son of Tiger Woods, gets his first win in an AJGA event. We'll talk about that. Rory McIlroy, young guy, goes from like sort of like the most popular guy to what's Rory thinking to the most beloved player to what the heck. We'll talk about Rory. Padraig Harrington sat down with Claire Rogers on golf.com, talked about caddies on tour. Padraig's comments were unbelievable. We'll bring that up with the caddy as well. Ryder Cup update and more. Driver testing as well. Thanks, Lucas. That's this week on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with your wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Black Desert Resort is the newest golf destination resort in southern Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course has already hosted the LPGA and the PGA Tour and will continue to do so. You see the PGA Tour coming up in October. blackdesertevents.com for all the details on that. Also, condos available. Exclusive real estate opportunities to own, stay, play, all of that available at blackdesertresort.com. And coming up next week, releasing some new single-family home lots. A lot of people have been interested in those. It was originally thought that the two North and South Village lots were all that would be as far as single-family home offerings at Black Desert. Now, Silver Reef is the new Central Village single-family home lot opportunities with some tremendous views of Snow Canyon, golf course, Red Mountain, all of that. So check it out, blackdesertresort.com for all the details, and you can get in touch with the real estate team to find out more about the new lots, condos, and of course, get down and stay, play, enjoy. Restaurants, the spa will be opening soon, fitness center, pickleball is being constructed, water park begins construction coming up next month. There's a lot happening, and you want to be a part of it. blackdesertresort.com. All right, Bob, thanks again for being with us. Bob and Brian with you here on Real Golf Radio. So let's start with the Memorial, and Scottie Scheffler is in the mix again, which is the guy. Sometimes I don't know if he's real, Bob.
We haven't seen it for 20 years. Somebody that's in the mix of it every time they tee it up.
20 years? Going all the way back to
2005.
Middle of 2000s with
or
Tiger?
Earlier. Yeah.
I mean, he was still there through 2008,
2009. He was, but every time Scotty tees it up, he's in the mix, just like Tiger was during that prime area of his career as well.
Mm. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. I'm not going to argue semantics on that, but you're right. And he seems to have an ease about the way he does it. Now, Tiger had an aura.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was almost untouchable. The difference is Scotty just seems like one of us.
Yeah.
But he's playing like Tiger. He doesn't have the aura like Tiger, but he has the game like Tiger. That's the thing that's sort of unique about, like, you couldn't help but get nervous if you ever got around Tiger Woods. You couldn't help but feel like, man, that guy, I can't. He's untouchable. Scotty feels like just your normal dude. He just happens to be really good at the game of golf, and he goes out there and dominates. So I don't know. It's an interesting.
He's almost a quiet assassin, kind of.
Yes, that's good. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of unassuming. I saw a funny meme the other day. Talked about how many. Let's see. He won. He's won. What is it? Maybe at least a major, eight events, FedEx Cup, gold medal, something, and made like $30 million, all since getting out of jail.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty clever. It's really turned his life around, Bob.
Yes,
ever since he got out of jail, things have been working for him. Oh, but hey, what in your mind, when you watch Scotty do what he does week after week, and then the comments, the way he approaches the game, what do you think of? What's the success? What's the secret there?
I think the first thing is commitment. The commitment to his craft and commitment to everything about what Scotty Scheffler does. Mm. So commitment to his family, commitment to the game, commitment to his workouts, commitment to his practice, commitment to the fans, commitment to his caddy, Ted Scott. All of that is all encompassed in the word commitment. And, you know, you see stuff on social media where he's working out and he's, you know, he's lifting and he's staying in shape to be able to play. Then, you know, you see stuff where he's calling his shots with how far he hits his shots when he's out practicing. He said this week that there's nothing more fun to him than to be able to go out and work on stuff on the range by himself and practice. He loves that. He absolutely loves it. There's also the commitment to winning, the commitment to competition that he does on every time he tees it up. He loves the idea of competing and being in contention and having an opportunity to win. So I think when you think about Scotty Scheffler, it's all these things that encompass him, and because he loves it so much, he's having a fun time. He's having fun doing it.
That was a great take.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was really good. I'm like on the edge of my seat here. I think you're exactly right. It's like, you know, you look at what Bryson did this week, right? Mm-hmm. And Bryson was here in Utah with the Bucked Up group, and they were flying in helicopters. He had his golf bag on top of mountains. They were eating lunch. They were doing all kinds. They had a lot of fun, right? And Bryson said in his interviews at the PGA that he's a content creator and a pro golfer.
And a pro golfer.
And by the way, that's fine. Like, you can be that. Black Desert hosted a bunch of content creators this last week down there. You saw the Bob Does Sports. And by the way, do you get any royalties off of that? They're using your likeness.
I know. They're using my name.
Right? That's what I think of. Anyway, all the guys were down there, the Bryan brothers, all that. They were Black Desert hosted them, and they all did their thing. Like, content creation is interesting. And with the following that they have and what they're able to do to generate interest levels in certain products or places or things or topics or whatever, it's a craft. It takes work, right? So I'm not downgrading what any of that is. But when you talk about commitment, it just seems like more of a focus on winning traditionally, I guess, in golf and trying to be the best at that craft. So if you're trying to be the best at content creation while also trying to be the best at being a pro golfer, maybe there's some competing interests there. I don't know. Because you also mentioned his commitment to his family. He's trying to be the best dad and husband he can be while trying to be the best, you know, pro golfer. So are those competing interests? So just to throw that out for the fairness of the conversation, but I agree with you. And I would also say perspective. I think with those things that you mentioned comes a perspective that enables that. I think it's freeing to him. He said on multiple occasions that winning and golf is not the most important thing in the world.
Right.
He's identified his faith, his family, all that kind of stuff as what's mostly important. And so I guess with that perspective, let's just say you don't even believe in those things. That's fine. But if you consider that he does, and he minimizes a little bit of what he's doing out there on the golf course, it takes some of that pressure off, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
100%. When if that's the only thing that you have, there's constant pressure. Now, Tiger, almost the opposite. He would have said, winning is everything.
Everything.
And so that adds pressure. The difference is, Tiger's one of those rare specimens that thrives even better when you ratchet the pressure up.
Yeah, and I think the best golfers, the best sports competitors, the best athletes, they thrive under pressure. Every one of them,
give me the ball
on the first tee. Pardon?
Give me the ball.
Yeah, every one of them, they get on the first tee, especially when it means something, they feel it. They feel it in their bones. They feel it in their legs. They feel it the whole way. It's like my dad said, I wanted all the pressure. I knew how to handle the pressure. I knew what to do when my body felt that way. And give it to me, because that means I'm in the hunt and I have a chance to win. And I think all of them do. All of them feel that same thing.
Some people don't want it.
No, they shy away from it. Absolutely.
And that's at that level. Bring it down to the granular level of you're out playing with your buddies, or you're playing your club championship or a match or something.
Yeah.
And guess what? It might not be that you want it or don't want it. You're just not used to feeling it.
Yep.
So right. that's at least my experience has been, holy cow. I haven't what felt this. I haven't felt this for
everything feels so foreign.
Yeah.
The swing feels foreign. Contact with the ball feels foreign. Everything.
And you know what? Playing high school sports, again, that was my level. There's plenty of people out here who played college, semi-pro, pro, all the other, whatever the sport is. They even get it on a deeper level. High school sports, football, basketball, whatever. You felt it, but you got running around and you're in the middle of it. And so you don't really have the quiet moment to try to work through something. The quiet moment in basketball might be the free throw line. That might be your quiet moment where it's just you, the ball, your routine, your talent, and you get to do something that you've done a million times. Can you do it in this pressure situation? That might be somewhat similar to that, right? But man, I'll tell you what, in golf, all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, how do I can't run this off. I can't just
you're
get
on an island.
It's an interesting discussion for sure. And you're right. Yeah. The best players in the world not only know how to deal with it, they want it.
They thrive on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good stuff. And Scotty's doing that. Hey, when we come back, Rex Hoggard's going to join us. Scotty also had some great comments on the changes to the format of the Tour Championship. No more starting strokes. I know a lot of people are super happy about that. We'll get the insight on that and much more from Golf Channel's Rex Hoggard next, right here on Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, We're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. Joined now by our good friend Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel and golfchannel.com. Rex, out at the Memorial, how's it going?
It's normal Memorial weather. It's wet and cold, so it's exactly what we've come to expect at Jack's Place. But I would also point to it's exactly what we've come to with the leaderboard. You look at how many big names are on the leaderboard, including Scottie Scheffler, who rebounded this morning. It is the good and the bad of Jack's Place. You're going to end up with Memorial weather, but you're also going to end up with a really good leaderboard.
And cicadas on occasional years.
And cicadas, yes. I haven't actually ran into them this week.
Thank you. That's good. That's good. I swear, yeah. Most of my memories of watching the Memorial have that little buzz in the background the whole time.
but the big question for you, Rex, is have you had one of the famous milkshakes?
I don't. We were just talking about this on air. My favorite is the Buckeye, which please don't ask me what's in it, but it is heaven in a cup. And I love it, but I was actually talking with Adam Scott about this earlier in the week. And he gets one. I'm not quite sure which one he gets, but he only gets it on Sunday night after the final round. And he feels like that's his reward for a hard-fought week at Muirfield Village. So I like that. I think I'm going to try to adhere to, okay, Sunday night, that's going to be my reward.
See, that's why he's a professional, you know, because of the discipline. You know, guys like me look like me because I would have been like, yeah, I'm going to reward myself every day for being out here. So that's a problem. But hey, Rex, this week, a lot of discussion around the changes to the format of the Tour Championship. Nobody really liked this starting strokes, this net tournament for all the marbles and the Tiffany Trophy, it seemed. But it felt like you were trying to give weight to the regular season while at the same time, you know, having some continuity around, you know, the winner of the Tour Championship is also the winner of the FedEx Cup and trying to balance that whole thing. It seems like they've come to a solution for now. Give us your understanding of what that's going to look like.
I think the most important part of that question was for now. They feel like they've reached a solution for now, which means this year. And I would fully anticipate in 2026 and beyond, there's going to be even more changes. And I would expect the Tour Championship as well as the playoffs to look vastly different. But for now, I think they have probably gone to what most people would say is the most likely option, the obvious option. Because you're right. They were trying to find a way, really since 2007, to balance regular season performance and something close to playoff volatility that we see in other sports. And it started with poor Steve Sands that very first year trying to do math on live TV on a whiteboard and just really not doing it well. And in his defense, no one could have done that well. So where we ended up the last few years with starting strokes, and nothing has really worked. I think Scottie Scheffler probably said it best on numerous occasions, calling starting strokes silly. And that is interesting because he would be the one that most gained from starting strokes. He won the FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship last year and the $25 million bonus only because of starting strokes. Colin Morikawa actually shot the week's lowest score. So when you have someone that's that vested, that has that much skin in the game as Scottie Scheffler, who came out this week and said, yes, this is a move in the right direction. Just get rid of starting strokes. And if you make it to the Tour Championship, everyone is on equal footing. Everybody starts at even par. Everyone has a chance to win it. Now, looking ahead and just anticipating here, you don't have to read too much into the tea leaves because what they'll probably do is come up with a better way to reward the regular season performances. Right now, that's the Comcast Business Top 10, and the winner of the regular season race gets $8 million, and then the winner of the FedEx Cup gets $25 million, I can imagine a scenario where that those two totals are probably closer to each other, if not completely equal, only because you need to be able to recognize both.
So do you think it's going to minimize the purse then? So it's not going to be a $25 million money grab at the Tour Championship. A lot of that weight will shift to the regular season winner, but they'll still be playing for some, you know, unseemly amount of money with only 30 players in the field.
And the Tour wants to shy away from that right now. I think that's still a work in progress, but that seems pretty obvious, because if you're not going to increase the reward for the regular season winner, who last year was, of course, Scottie Scheffler, then you are sort of ignoring, over the course of an entire season, the best performer probably was the best player, as opposed to essentially taking someone over the course of 3 weeks, if not 4 days, at Eastlake at the Tour Championship. I had one player, Lucas Glover, tell me that the regular season champion should get the vast majority of whatever the bonus is, and then, in this theory, $8 million to the winner of the FedEx Cup playoff, or whatever it is you want to call it. Now, there's another caveat in there, that if you're reading into the tea leaves, again, in 2026 and beyond, I would imagine that the field at the Tour Championship is also going to be shrunk. I don't know what that number would be, but I wouldn't anticipate it staying at 30 either.
That's kind of interesting, because I was going to ask you, you know, currently 30, and it pairs down from 70 to 50 to 30. In this kind of shrinkage of, you know, going from 125 to 100 and then all that kind of thing, is that going to be down to 20, or what do you think?
Yes, I can imagine a scenario back up a little bit, like you just pointed out what it is now, where you have 50 at the first playoff event and then 30 and then 16, because you would need some sort of even numbers for tee times at Eastlake. But yeah, something in that neighborhood. And it sounds to me like the PGA Tour, the Policy Board, the PAC is still debating this, but this is clearly just a bridge year. Even the commissioner, when I interviewed him earlier this week, said as much. Said, I think his word was, this is a journey. And I would fully expect him to continue to tinker. It's important to point out that since 2007, they haven't stopped tinkering, so it's clearly not going to change now.
Do you think there's any change to the number? Do you think they keep it at 100? Do they revisit the 125 number? Is that something they can go back on, or is there too much egg if they go backwards?
Probably too much egg, at least at this point in time. Maybe they readjust that in the past. And what they're trying to get at, and this factors into the Fan Forward project that the PGA Tour initiated really at the end of last year and into this year, the things that the fans wanted all sort of dovetail with reducing field size. And look, there's a lot of opinions when it comes to it. Certainly, I don't feel like this week, for example, 72, I don't know why we just assumed that was the magic number for signature events. I would argue that the best event of the year, almost every year, is Augusta, and their field size is right around 100. Why wouldn't we lean towards that? But the tour feels that 72 at signature events, something closer to 120 at regular tour events, depending on the time of year it is, it's obviously going to change, that makes it feel more elite. That makes it feel like the best players are going to play more often. I'm going to tell if that's the case, but that's what they're digging into now.
And then you got this whole idea with signature events where, you know, sponsors are ponying up these higher purses to essentially, quote unquote, guarantee the best players. But then you have Rory McIlroy, who's the biggest story of the year, and he doesn't show up and doesn't even give Jack a call. What, tell us a little bit about how that story played out this week, and is that a negative on the signature events?
I don't think it's a negative on the signature events, because my understanding, I think Rory is the only player that's not in the field this week that would have been qualified. Other words, and I would counter two things here. One, I have repeatedly gone to bat for Rory on this. This is kind of the tour being a victim of its own success. If you're going to have this many events compacted in such a small time zone during the middle of the season and the middle of the major championship season, players are going to have to make tough choices. It's important to point out that world number one Scottie Scheffler skipped the Truist Championship just a few weeks ago, right before the PGA Championship. And I also pointed out, partly incorrectly, that of all people, Jack would have understood if Rory wanting to make sure that I need to be my absolute best, not this week at Memorial, but 2 weeks at Oakmont when the U.S. Open is played. Jack would be the first one to go to bat and tell a player, do whatever it takes for you to be at the top of that mountain when it matters the most at a major. You pointed out the most important part, the fact that Rory didn't reach out and at least let him know and at least have the conversation that's a little shocking. But no, it's not shocking that Rory or any of the other players would skip the signature event. It's their right. They're still independent contractors. And if you're Rory or Scotty, you're going to do what's best for you.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting that Rory would not make a phone call, yet, you know, go and sit down with Jack and talk with him about Augusta and what he needed to do to win the golf tournament when and get Jack's opinion and everything on it.
That's a close relationship, and that's the part that kind of hangs you up. You're right. A few weeks before Augusta, they sat down and had lunch, I believe, at the Bears Club in South Florida and went shot by shot. And Rory wanted to pick Jack's mind. They were clearly very, very close. There's clearly a lot of admiration from Rory towards Jack, like there is for most people towards Jack. That's what makes it all surprising. And it just kind of dovetails with, I think, where Rory probably is right now. That after what happened at the Masters, and he's always had a lot of scrutiny on him, and that's only increased since then. My guess is he's coming to terms with all of that.
Rex, is there anything to do with, 4 days of not talking to the media at the PGA Championship? It just feels surprising giving his, you know, the world's, he's the most beloved golfer in the world after winning the Grand Slam and finally getting the green jacket. So to just not talk, have you found out any more, any reasons why he wasn't talking and why we haven't heard much from him since?
It may just be as simple as he didn't want to talk. And I think that's probably where I would start. Mm. No, yeah, we have no idea what the ideas were behind it. He clearly was not comfortable addressing what happened with his driver at the PGA Championship. I would counter and say by not talking about his driver failing that test, being deemed non-conforming, only made matters worse. Because as we've discovered in the media business, if you don't say anything, that void is going to get filled, whether if it's with facts or not. And in this particular case, it got filled with concepts, with ideas, with hot takes that weren't exactly true. I will point to Scottie Scheffler's driver also failed at Quail Hollow. He ended up winning. He ended up addressing it Sunday night the way he should have addressed it, and it went away. No one made a big deal about it because this happens every week on the PGA Tour in a major championship. Drivers fail. If you have a driver that's not going to fail eventually, if you're on the PGA Tour, you have the wrong driver because you need to have one as close to the limit as humanly possible. And so there's nothing nefarious about it. This happens a lot. It's going to happen to all of them. I'm surprised that Rory didn't address it.
Hey, Rex, another thing came out this week regarding Liv, and we've talked to you a lot about Liv and the players that have moved over there. Reports have come out that contracts aren't going to carry the big guarantee bag of money, and it's going to be more performance-based, which gives kind of the guys that moved over there an opportunity to decide if they want to continue or if they want to merge back into the PGA Tour. What's being talked about? Anything?
I think, to be clear, that was a report. It was Eamon Lynch, colleague of mine at Golf Channel and brilliant writer at Golf Week magazine, and I trust his sourcing. He is on the pointing end of the spear as anyone when it comes to LIV Golf. It will be interesting, and I know the idea being here is that there won't be these big, fat contracts for players to resign. I would argue, and this conversation came up at the Masters, that it will be telling at the end of next year, 2026, that LIV Golf is going to have a decision, Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, is going to have a decision specifically when it comes to Bryson DeChambeau. Because on the run he's on right now, you would argue that he may not be the best player on the planet right now, but he is certainly the most popular. And if they choose not to re-sign him, if that's what he wants, which I can only imagine the amount of money that check would read, if they choose not to do that, that is, in my mind, tantamount to them stepping away. Maybe admitting defeat, deciding that maybe this isn't for us. Because without a Bryson or a Brooks Koepka, or we can keep going down the list, without those guys, I'm not sure what kind of traction they would have. So in this ongoing saga that doesn't seem to have any end, if nothing else, I looked at that report and what it sort of represents as some sort of finish line. Either they're going to re-sign a Bryson or a Brooks or a Dustin or whoever else, or they're going to decide that, no, this isn't for us.
While many of the PGA Tour players were gearing up for the Memorial, Bryson was helicoptering around our state here in Utah, hitting golf shots up on mountains. So, yeah, there was that this week. But, hey, last thing, Rex. Lucas Glover came out on the driver test. I know you saw his comments about how some players put the alternative in there. I was a little surprised to hear him say that. Yeah, I know you just said there's nothing nefarious going on. Lucas's comments kind of tend to lean the other way in some instances, not pointing to Rory or anyone specifically. But what was your take on what Lucas said about it?
I actually asked Lucas if he had gotten a talking to from the tour for those comments, because it certainly seems like that's something they would have. He does a brilliant radio show on XM Radio. I would recommend everyone listen to it. Like, he is very outspoken. He said he was not. He did not hear from anybody at the tour, and I think that's why it's brilliant. Because Lucas is going to tell you things that other tour pros probably aren't going to tell you things. And in this particular case, again, it went back to what I just said. And I spent last week at Colonial talking with a lot of players and equipment manufacturers about the idea of this testing. And there's kind of a couple of things that don't seem right with it. One's just test the whole field, which was Scotty's take and a couple of other players' take. If you're going to test, test everyone. The other one is, it seems to me there's something off with the testing as well. Because I know players who had their drivers tested and they were deemed non-conforming. So they took the drivers back to whoever their manufacturer was and tested them again, and they were inside the parameters. So if you don't have a very clear, very hard line of this is legal, this is not, that's a problem. So I'm not against, I don't think anyone is against driver testing, but if we're going to do it, we should do it right. And I think that was Lucas's message.
Rex, we appreciate your time. Stay dry out there, and we'll see you at Oakmont in a couple weeks.
Thanks, fellas. See you soon.
There you go. That's Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, golfchannel.com. Great insights as always. We'll take a break. More of the show coming up next.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen. It
cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Celebrate Father's Day this year at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Help Dad dominate the tee with the Titleist GT medals and experience faster speeds with longer, straighter drives. A new class of drivers has emerged. Need ideas this Father's Day? We have gift cards and our online gift guide at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Thanks again to Rex Hoggard. for joining us from the Memorial Golf Channel and golfchannel.com. He does a great job. He's a professional. Like, the guy's a pro's pro. Like, he is really, and we watched his game evolve. Like, he's kind of started as a writer, and then he's moved on to the TV stuff, continues to write, does podcasts with Lav. Like, he does a great job. And when he comes on and does these interviews with us, he does them as professionally as if he were doing it on Golf Channel. And I've always appreciated that. He could just kind of like, whatever. It's just Brian and Bob would just blah, 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 blah. But he hits it. He remember how many times he noted his sources. He called out Eamon Lynch. He talked about Lucas Glover and his show. All that. Guy's really, really good. Like, he's turned into a really, really good commentator at what he does. Yep. Like, he's a... does a great job. So thanks to Rex Hoggard. Give him a follow on social, and be sure to check out his stuff on his podcast as well as the TV work he does on Golf Channel and golfchannel.com. So one of the things he got talking about there at the end was Lucas Glover and the driver testing comments. We sort of glossed over that a little bit, but I was surprised when I heard him talking about that on his radio show on SiriusXM PGA Tour Network when he said, I've been thinking about all day how to put this because I know how it's going to come across. But he said, I'm just going to say it. And he basically said that players try to manipulate the driver testing by either having a testing driver and a gamer. Here, test this one. It passes, but I'm going to actually play this one unbeknownst to them, right?
Right, right.
Well, does it surprise me? Maybe, yes, it surprises me. Should it surprise me? Probably not. Is it more to do with players trying to gain an advantage? Because on the one hand, we talked about if your driver fails, we're dealing with a yard to 3 yards here.
Yeah.
So it's less about trying to gain an advantage, and I think it's more about trying to maintain the comfort you have with that driver head, because it is, there's no question about it. When a player gets comfortable with a head, with a shaft, with the combination of that driver, even if the rep comes out and said, this is a carbon copy down to the nth degree, it sometimes for whatever reason feels different.
Yeah.
So I think it's more about keeping what's familiar and feels like it's working than it is trying to gain an advantage. I would say the same thing about steroids. I remember when Tiger was being accused, oh, he's taking steroids, look how ripped he is, whatever. I'm like, what is the advantage of taking steroids for a golfer? Being ripped and yoked isn't an advantage in the game. Bryson even showed us that when he got all pumped up, he eventually went back down. But the difference is what I didn't see wasn't about pumping up, it was about recovery.
Right.
And that's where the advantage came in. So when you're talking about performance enhancing, recovery enhancement could be right along the same thing. So, and by the way, I'm not pointing that out to Tiger. I just remember that was a conversation. So
yes,
maybe driver testing is that same way. Maybe it's less about trying to gain a distance advantage than it is to try to maintain a club that you're comfortable with.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, all of us have talked about, and as well as the caddy, about what goes on in between, you know, the 6 inches in between your ears. They just talked about that at the U.S. Open Championship. They want all 15 clubs, 14 in the bag and the 15th being between your ears, to be taxed or to be pushed during a U.S. Open Championship. Well, it's kind of the same thing on the PGA Tour. There's a lot of guys on tour that have things that are important to them as far as their game is concerned, but also they have benchmarks that they have to hit to be able to keep their job on tour. So there's pressure on them in that aspect as well. And so when, like we've talked about Kenny Perry, when a driver, one that you've become so familiar with, is now deemed non-conforming and you have to put a new one in, if you're not prepared, then guess what? There's a lot of fear that goes along with that.
It's uncertainty. Any little element of doubt. When you're standing up there to the tee, think about the 18th hole at Quail Hollow. You had to hit that perfect. And you can't be having any sort of element of doubt, like, is this driver going to perform the same way as my other one, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so that uncertainty is what causes, oh, man, am I going to miss this thing to the right? And then you pull it left. Or, oh, man, I've been hitting this left the whole time, and then you push it right. Once you get that uncertainty out of the equation, then it frees everything up. And so the driver is key element to that in a player's performance.
So Rex Hoggard said there's absolutely nothing nefarious going on. Lucas Glover's comments would suggest otherwise. So, well,
I don't know if it's like rampant, but there are probably some that do.
But how about this? How about the fact that, and maybe they do it because they know the test is kind of bogus.
Mm-hmm.
It almost reminds me, it's like, are they kind of treating this like the old COVID test, you know, a little bit. But yeah. To the point where if they tell you your driver's non-conforming, you take it back to your manufacturer, they test it and say, no, it's conforming. I mean, are you saying that you could get multiple tests and they might be one's non-conforming? Well, if that's the case, then I would be probably trying to do everything I can not to lose my driver that I know already is conforming, even if they come up with some bogus answer that tells me that it's not, you know, right. If that's the case. But I also don't like the idea. I like to think of the utopia situation out there in golf, that we all try our best to have integrity and play the game to keep the integrity of the field, to
call penalties on ourselves.
Exactly.
All that kind of thing.
And you see that over and over again. So when you see a Patrick Reed, you know, improve lies or touch sand or do all that stuff, it sticks with you, right? When VJ, you hear VJ used a pencil to, you know, help get through some stuff back in the day, it makes you wonder, right? You always sort of question those guys. So I always like to think that these players are playing by the rules and choosing to, even if they, and accepting consequences for not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hate hearing that this kind of stuff goes on. So I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt, Bob, and I'm gonna suggest that it's the testing that needs to get fixed, not so much as calling out people that are.
You know what I appreciated about Scotty, and Rex hinted to this when they found out his was non-conforming. He said, "I've been using that driver for a year. I knew it was coming."
Yeah.
So I went ahead, got in front of it, found a driver that I could put in when it got tested, and it showed up that it wasn't conforming. I love that. Get in front of it. Understand that something's going to happen at some point, and get another one that you can immediately put in that you can play with. And he did, and the PGA Championship, and he won it.
The other thing we talked to him, Rex, about was Rory and not playing this week at Memorial. Now, he said he's backing Rory in the situation because he understands that, you know, it's the tour's success is a victim of the, you know, the tour situation is a victim of their own success in some ways. When you put this many great tournaments together around major season, some guys are going to have to make some decisions. So this is Rex talking, right? He's giving him an out, which I don't disagree with. Here's where I think it is strange. So Rory, talking about Rory. So Rory's at the Players' Championship, a college golfer, amateur golfer, heckles him, and he walks over and takes his phone. Okay? And it's this weird thing. And then a reporter wanted to ask him about it, and he goes, he asks if he can ask him about it, which I don't understand why he phrased it that way, but can I ask you about it? And he says, no, you can't. He goes, why? Because I don't want you to. And that weird, like, there was that weird thing. And I'm like, dude, what is up with Rory? Right? Like, Rory's typically the most thoughtful, well-spoken. He takes the time. Like, he's been the champion, in my opinion, the right things that needed to be championed over the last several years on tour. So then he goes out and he wins the Masters. Oh, man. Completes the career grand slam, the emotional win. He's in tears and all that stuff, and everybody loves Rory. And we're talking about how everything, what could go wrong with Rory? Like, he's, all the pressure's off, he's going to go on some crazy run. And then, just when he thinks he can do no wrong, he blows the media off of the PGA for four straight days. And then he doubles down with a no-show at Memorial. And it's fine, okay?
Without calling Jack.
Doesn't call Jack to even talk to him. And then I'm just like, wait, what is going on? All the while, on my kitchen table is my Golf Digest with a quizzical looking Rory picture and a cover title that says Forever Rory. So I'm just a little bit like confused or perplexed at what the heck Rory's doing right now. Like, I don't know if he could handle the success any worse than he's handling the success.
Well, and then he makes the comments in his interview at the PGA Championship where he said, I've accomplished everything I want to in the game of golf.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Is this a walk-off moment for him? Is he like,
yeah,
grand slam, now? I'm out.
What now? You know, and yeah, it's just, I think he's confused, discouraged, and searching for something better right
discouraged?
Now.
How can you be discouraged? The hardest thing that you had to do in your career, you just accomplished it.
Yep.
Everything else is gravy. Yep. It's whipped cream. It's whatever you want to call it. It's the cherry on top. How is it that you're doing these things that isn't just like your approval rating, if you want to call it that, should be off the charts right now. And it's not.
If he's discouraged about anything is now he doesn't have anything to shoot for. So he better get about it and he better figure what he wants to do. How many majors does he want to win? How many tournaments does he want to win? Does he get another career grand slam and, you know, and get into the echelon of Jack and Tiger winning multiple, you know, those types of things. But right now it's almost like he's floundering a little bit.
Again, schedule wise, I'm okay with it. Like Rex said, you like to play the week before. So you're skipping this week and then you're going to play the Travelers.
Well, it would have been 4 weeks in a row for him.
Right. Because he's playing the Travelers, which is also a signature event the week after. So, yeah, I just don't know why he's – all he has to do is just come out and say stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
Yeah.
But he's in this little funk right now, and I just don't get it anyway.
Yep. Yeah. I don't either.
It's interesting. Hey, coming up, the longest day of golf on Monday, U.S. Open qualifier. Everybody trying to get a crack at Oakmont. Once they arrive at Oakmont, they might wonder why they went through the longest day just to get there, because they're about to have longer ones. It is going to be tough. We'll talk about that in our preview coming up next week. We still got Women's Open. Still got Charlie Woods to talk a little bit about, and Keegan Bradley with some Ryder Cup talk as well. Still coming up with the caddy on the back nine. Hour number two, next.